In the lead-up to the announcement of the new Palestinian unity government, world leaders are pushing Hamas to renounce violence and recognize Israel as a condition for ending a Western aid boycott. It is hoped a unity agreement signed by the ruling Hamas movement and the opposition Fatah parties last week will enable foreign aid to relieve the economic crisis in Palestine. Claudette Habash, director of Caritas Jerusalem, spoke to us about the current situation on the ground.
As you might know, UNRWA, the United Nations Relief Work Agency, had closed their offices, their schools, their headquarters in Gaza because of the dangerous situation, but Caritas continued its work. It did not stop, not even for one day. And this last year, we have been able to reach so many families.
What are the chief areas that the new unity government will have to address almost immediately?
The Ministry of Health is one of the very important issues. As an example, Caritas Jerusalem had to support a hospital in Gaza, a government-run hospital. They have 9 dialysis machines, and they have 370 patients who need this service. Out of the 9 machines, 8 were out of order. Caritas Jerusalem took it upon itself to repair those machines because they are life-saving machines. So today, we hope that those ministries will not need our support in these fields, that the authority will be able to take up its responsibility.